Grace, mercy and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for the meditation this morning is from Colossians 3:16, which says, "Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, as you teach and admonish one another, and with all wisdom through psalms, hymns and songs from the Spirit, sing to God with gratitude in your hearts." Let us pray. Lord, sanctify us in the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear saints in Christ Jesus, today we have a special opportunity to remember those who have died, who have completed their life in this world. Uppermost in our minds, perhaps on this day, are those who are nearest and dearest to us, or those whose journey of life has ended more recently, whose deaths are still on our hearts and minds, and for whom our grief is strongest. One of the ways we remember on this day is, a little bit later in the service, by lighting a candle in memory of them. Days of remembering can help us in our grieving. But in addition to our remembering all those near and dear to us, All Saints' Day is one of the festivals on the church calendar when the church remembers not just those who are nearest and dearest to us, but all the saints, those who have died in the Christian faith, believing in Jesus. This festival helps and comforts us as we grieve and as we continue our life in this world. Today we can remember and give thanks to God for the ways our lives have been touched and enriched by others, especially by the faith that was shown and the example of the saints. But especially today we can give thanks because we hear again the good news that Christ's love for us and his death for us gives us the victory over death and takes the sting out of death for all who live it by faith in him. But this is not always the way people thought of All Saints' Day. In the Middle Ages, hundreds of years ago, the festival of All Saints' Day was considered an especially holy day on the church calendar. For this was the day when the collections of relics were on display for people to come and see. Relics were various items considered to be or regarded as holy because of their association with holy people, with Christ, with one of the saints or apostles or the other Bible characters. And great effort was made by the church to gather these relics. One of these collections, it is said, included a tooth of Saint Jerome, 4 strands of hair from Mary, the mother of our Lord, a strand from Jesus' beard, 1 twig from Moses' burning bush, and some 1,900 bones of the saints or other holy men and women. And people were most keen to view these relics, these so-called holy things, because they understood that when they did so and when they paid money to see these things, they would benefit in them themselves. They would gain some of the holiness, that some of the holiness might rub off on them. And they would receive some eternal blessing before God in heaven. Now, while we might smile at this practice, all of us are interested in some way or not in the holy, in the way, in the world of God, and how we might share in the holiness. And that's the question before us: how are we made holy? How do we become holy in God's sight? People today have their own ideas, making up their own ways of achieving the same end. But it is not so that certain people and things and days have a special holy character in themselves and are holier than other people or things and days. Nor should we think that if we want to find some of this holiness that we have to find a way to transfer some of it to ourselves. Any such efforts are a waste of time. We can never become holy people or saints by contact with holy things, holy people or holy days. So how do we connect with God, with his holy world and the life he gives? The simple truth is that the holy God connects himself to us through baptism, through water and the word, through this washing that we receive. God gives us new birth and new life. He gives us his Holy Spirit and the gift of faith in Christ. He declares us forgiven, his holy people, his saints. Holiness, being holy people, being fit for life with God, both here and in heaven, is a gift alone of God's mercy. And we are built up in our life of faith as God's holy people through the Word of God. That is why St. Paul says, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. This is what we are to do today, throughout our lives, as long as we live, since we are baptized children and saints of God. One of the ways this happens is when we obey the third commandment. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. So far as the actual holy day is concerned, this commandment applied only to the Jews, but the heart of the commandment, which applies to us all and for all time, is that we should have time to hear and learn and keep God's word. It's in the first place through the Word of God that the Holy Spirit sanctifies us or makes us holy. He does this as he creates and renews faith in Christ. By faith in Christ, we are declared to be God's people. In the second place, we must always have God's Word in our hearts and on our lips and in our ears, to keep us in this faith, since Satan sneaks up on us day after day to take this faith from us, or to lead us to doubt and despair, or to forget that it is Christ who makes us holy. So it is that even if we had all the relics, all the bones of all the saints, and the consecrated garments in a heap, still, that would not help us one bit, as it did not help the church at that time. That would not make us holy. None of these things would make us fit for life with God. But wherever God's word is, especially the good news in Christ, is taught, heard, read, or meditated upon, then the person, the day, and the work are sanctified or made holy. God's word alone is our one treasure, the one true relic or holy thing which alone consecrates, blesses, dedicates, makes holy every person, every day, everything. When God claims us to himself in baptism and declares us to be his saints, his holy people through faith in Christ, we are able to be what he has made us. We are to grow in living godly lives, lives of holiness. Such lives will be marked by daily repentance, a daily dying to the old natural way of sin and self, and by faith and trust in mercy of God. Such lives will be marked by love for God and love for each other. As we live in this way, we will also then serve as examples of faith and hope and love to others in our families, our congregation, our community and beyond, even to the next generation. So let us receive each day and believe in the Word of God, especially the good news of Jesus Christ. Let us live holy lives of service to bring blessing to others, until we finally, with all the saints, and join their unending hymn of praise to glorify our gracious God. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes our human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds safe in Christ Jesus to life eternal. Amen.